With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly ordering the Navy to remove Harvey Milk's name from a supply ship. A defense official confirmed the plans to military.com and said the timing during Pride Month was intentional. Milk was a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors when he was assassinated in 1978. He was a controversial figure who reportedly had relationships with teenage males. Senate Majority Leader John Thune signaled Monday that Republicans won't move to overrule the chamber's parliamentarian during an upcoming debate on President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
"We're not going there," Thune said when asked by reporters about overruling parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who will play a special role in vetting the bill for compliance with the strict Senate rules, allowing Republicans to bypass a Democratic filibuster. Senate staffers met with McDonough during last week's recess to vet the House-passed mega bill and talk through their own ideas. Thune said that committee staff tasked with drafting the legislation will continue conferring with her this week and next week. At the end of the process, McDonough will make rulings on whether various policies comply with the chamber's rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. draws a direct line between false media reporting and a growing number of anti-Semitic attacks.
"They lie and media die, and Jews die."
Dr. Michael Oren says it all begins with bias and false reporting about Jews and the war in Gaza.
"When was the last time you heard that maybe Hamas and not Israel bears 99% of the responsibility for the violence in Gaza?"
He says that's why the media is partly to blame for the rise in anti-Semitism.
"And it's about time we hold the media responsible and that they engage in some serious introspection."
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Meta agreeing to a 20-year partnership to use nuclear power for its technology and AI projects. This is SRN News. A new look at gay marriage around the world.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing announces mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. 3 months ago, World Athletics, which governs international track and field, became the first Olympic sport to reintroduce chromosome testing. This is SRN News. Markets are trending upward.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street and pulled a bit closer to the all-time high they set early this year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Tuesday. It was the second gain in a row for the index and added to the big advance it made in May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 214 points. It's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8%. Dollar General jumped almost 16%. The discount store operator turned in results that came in ahead of forecasts. The company also raised its profit outlook. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Well, more people are cooking at home. Campbell Soup Company has seen an increase in sales of their meals and beverages. The trend of eating in is reminiscent of early 2020, when the pandemic led to lockdowns, unemployment, and a decline in spending. Many are also cooking from scratch at home because it's healthier. More details at srnnews.com.